low, relax, and enjoy every moment of it. The Price of Fear, brought to you by Vincent Price.
Train trips fascinate me. How about you? If the answer is yes, then this story, which I have chosen to call The Man Who Hated Scenes, might well appeal to you. Indeed, for some of you listening, even the notion of making a long train journey across the United States will conjure up a world of limitless possibilities. The world seems yours for the asking. Right from that first whistle blow, right from the first shudder as the giant locomotive grips the tracks and pulls its human cargo away from the commonplace and the familiar towards the romantic and the unknown. Others of you, of course, might prefer to regard such a journey as simply a respite, a period of temporary seclusion, a chance to simply sit and think. My own inclinations vary, and I suspect come somewhere in between. In any event, be it in the diner of a train speeding across the states or in the kitchen of my own home, I have always considered conversation at breakfast as something of a chore. And so it was, as I watched the little man coming towards me, my feelings were a mixture of resentment and dismay. His voice proved as tentative and deferential as his general demeanor.
You won't mind if I share your table?
The fact that the rest of the diner was still completely empty and the stranger seemed perfectly prepared for me to refuse ultimately made no difference to my polite reply.
Will you?
Oh, no, please do. I'd be glad for the company.
Oh, many thanks. Insomnia, don't you know? I've been a martyr to it all my life.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. But still, it's nice to know I'm not going to be the only one coming in for breakfast this early.
Oh?
Yes, when I came in a few minutes ago, the dining car attendant looked as though he'd just got out of his pajamas and could certainly see no reason why I wasn't still in mine.
That he wasn't angry, was he?
Well, let's just say not your usual service with a smile.
I see. You must forgive my asking. It's just that I could perfectly well come back later if it were more convenient for them. Well, there's no point in making a scene, is there? I do so hate scenes.
He glanced nervously away as the same sleepy waiter approached us from the service area. He gave his order in an apologetic, hardly audible voice.
Just coffee and lightly scrambled eggs, please.
Are you going all the way to New York?
Hmm? Oh, much further, much further. I'm traveling on the QE2. We embark on Thursday.
Oh, home to England, then?
Oh, no, no, not for a long time yet. Cherbourg first, then the sun, the Riviera, perhaps, Italy, the Greek islands. I haven't made up my mind.
Oh, I do envy you.
Then you shouldn't.
No?
No, it's just a case of doctor's orders. It's my nerves, you know. It's any kind of excitement to be avoided at all costs.
Yes. Yes, I do understand.
I think you really do. For some unknown reason, I'm sure you do. So, my friend, you can imagine the kind of state I got myself into when I discovered my wife was being unfaithful to me, can't you?
Your wife?
Marilyn. So beautiful, so very, very beautiful. Oh, but perhaps you'd care to judge for yourself. I just happened to have it. It's only a snapshot, but it doesn't do her justice, really. But, yes, here we are. It's taken at the side of the pool, don't you know? Our pool.
It's very impressive.
Madeline loved that pool.
I'd accepted and studied the photograph. The sleepy waiter had returned and was grudgingly serving my companions breakfast. Yes, the girl was certainly beautiful. There was no denying that fact. Even though the photographer had caught her just on the point of emerging from the pool, her charms were not only obvious, but a trifle too obvious. The high diving board framed her head. It reminded me somewhat disconcertingly of a gallows.
I ordered scrambled eggs, didn't I?